phone? I thought you were making a beeline to sign in.
Hey, Jim, you don't have to sign in.
I'm too tired to talk today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today is February 20, 2025. This is our regular business meeting for Franklin Township Board of Trustees. If we could open in prayer, sir, would you like to open us in
prayer?
Sure.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We ask you, Lord, to be in the midst of everything that is said, done, and discussed, and all decisions made here, that this is your kingdom, not ours. You just put us in place to watch over it and to be caretakers of it, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for those that are ill. Lord, we pray for those that are still ill and those that were ill. We ask you to continue to touch their bodies, Lord, and lift them up and give them strength, Heavenly Father. Father, watch over our road crew and all of our departments as they're out in this different, difficult weather and different, difficult time of the year. Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And what I'd like to do is just take a moment, if we could, in silence, especially for the gentleman that lost his life in a fire on Geneva. Was that correct, sir?
Mm-hmm.
So if we can just remember that. Thank you. Okay. I thought there was someone else that I wanted to do that for.
The past trustee.
Yes. Thank you. Also, I don't know how many people here remember a past trustee, which is, I just lost her name.
Gina Peoples,
yes. She served back in the 90s up to 2000 range. She had passed away. And out of respect to her and her family and the service that she's done for this township, I would like to take a moment for her as well. Thank you. Okay. Would you like to, Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sir, roll call when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Blevins?
Here.
Mr. Leeser?
Yep.
And Mr. Fleshman?
I'm absent. No, just absent-minded today. Here. A little humor on a cold day. I think what we're going to do is skip over to new business, and Mr. Wilczek, if you would come up and address the board.
So, what I want to pass on to you, there's actually an extra copy sitting there. This was completed yesterday.
Okay.
It was generated off the UAN system. It is your 2024 annual report. 2024 has been closed, and that report has been filed with the Auditor of State's office as required. Okay. It took a little bit more time than usual to get 24 closed and the December reconciliation done. So there's a lot of things going on. So, anyways.
I would like to personally thank you for staying on longer than what, you know, we're trying to find somebody.
Good.
But I would like to thank you for, you know, we're not taking advantage of your hospitality and willing to not just walk out the door and then we have nobody, because right now where we are, not even having a fiscal officer here, as I'm so used to not even calling for roll call because the person isn't even here.
Do keep one thing in mind regarding your fiscal officer. There's only two criteria for that person.
Yeah, high school education and living in the township.
They live in the township and they're a registered voter. They don't even have to have high school education.
Wow.
They don't have to know accounting. They don't have to know anything about government. So be cautious.
I personally would love to see it be where the Board of Trustees would, and I think a lot of townships would say that. I think it's so antiquated in that position being elected. I think that when you elect a board, they should be able to hire a company that would also have errors and omissions. They would be bonded, they would be everything to protect the monies and the well-being of the township, that if we are having problem with a CPA firm or etc. that does the work for us, that then we could seek out someone else.
You can also hire someone with the right background.
Absolutely.
The education and the accounting background and experience.
Right.
To do the job. You still end up with a fiscal officer.
Right.
A perfect example of what needs to take place here is what goes on with villages. Many years ago, they changed the clerk treasurer position from elected to allowing council to adopt an ordinance.
Absolutely.
Appointing a fiscal officer that could do the job.
Absolutely.
And a lot of them have gone that way, and it has been well worth it.
Oh, yeah, because you want the education. It's there. I can tell you right now, this is like kryptonite to me. I can read it and appreciate it and understand it, but if I'm the one trying to fill all these numbers in, and then you get phone calls and someone says something to you and you go back to where you were. So when I read this, I think about how this would not be my cup of tea, but I'm very appreciative and how organized it is that we can see where the taxpayers' dollars are. That's very crucial.
I would much prefer to read an accounting standard than a novel.
It takes a special person to want to sit there and count peas all day long. I mean, that to me,
there's more to it than counting.
I understand, but that's what I'm saying. That's when people say, when I grew up, I want to be an accountant. You know, usually a doctor, lawyer. But yes, so I do appreciate that, and I wanted to point that out. Is there anything in here that you would like to point our attention to?
If you go to the notes that are in there, keep flipping, Tom.
Page 5? No.
Keep on. You should get them now.
Okay.
In the notes, there's a handful of information that is very useful. The first several pages describe the report and how it's put together. That it's essentially a cash basis report. It is the method prescribed by the auditor of state. It is one of many ways to report, but that's the easiest one to do, and it's fairly simple to understand. As you keep flipping up, there's information in there about your property taxes, your levies, which I believe is note 5 or 6.
Okay. There's note 2, note 3.
Okay. Note 3 starts off with, I think that's the compliance note.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's actually two things that occurred that we just could not get around. I believe that was related to appropriations. So the first one was appropriations exceeding estimated resources. Again, that's the state law that requires a balanced budget, essentially. Franklin County allows you to amend your balances throughout the year that were carried over. And the reason for doing that is purchase orders that get closed that were not used.
Okay.
Well, something fell through the cracks somewhere, and the American Rescue Plan had a purchase order that was closed for $3,900, or a few of them, that never made it through to the Budget Commission and amending the certificate.
Okay.
So that's what happened there. And then the other thing that happened was at the very end of the year that this occurred and ran out of time to get a supplemental to cover it, there was a point where the salaries, personal services, actual cost exceeded what was appropriated by $3,700.
Okay.
And ran out of timing to get a supplemental to get that fixed, okay?
So how do you overall, as a doctor would do in a checkup, how are we looking?
Right now you're looking in decent shape. However, if you remember back when we talked about the tax budget, you may have talked about the current year budget for 25, we looked out 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and there are concerns that you need to be aware of, that you will eventually have expenditures exceeding your appropriations or available resources, which means you're going to have to either find new revenue or you're going to have to cut your budget.
Okay.
Your biggest challenge right now is with the fire department. The grant for the Safer Guys, which over the last 3 years allowed for 10 firefighters, that grant's expiring this year.
Okay.
And those firefighters are leaving. They have to. They cannot be absorbed by your fire levy fund.
Okay.
So that's a challenge there that I know the chief's having to address.
So let me catch you up on something. And I want to thank the board and our administrator And I was hoping the gentleman from Ohio Cannabis was here. It was a big hiccup on them going in the old Boston market. It was denied by Franklin County. It went to the appeals process. I went and spoke on behalf of the township at that. They had someone, I believe it was Ice Miller attorney, that did a great job explaining the difference between a lot of the businesses in there, and some of the hang-up was because it was considered industrial. And I don't want to say argue the point, but I made a point to say, you have Bob Evans across the street, you have these other entities right next to each other that are doing the same thing. They're serving the public of Franklin County, Franklin Township, and abroad. This company is going to come in and do the same thing. They're doing a service. They're not growing, they're not making, mm-hmm. they're not doing anything. Well, I knew I needed 3 votes, and I knew I was probably only guaranteed 1 no. Happy to report, I got all 4 yeses. So we are now going to see, they're going to put $500,000 into the building and rehabbing it and getting up and getting running. However, this is where I'm going to bring it to your attention. We are guesstimating over $300,000 are going to be generated for the township for this business coming in. My biggest concern was that not going through, I wouldn't blame the person. What are they going to do? They're already in this deep. They're going to annex to the city of Columbus, and then city of Columbus is going to say yes because of that revenue is going to come in. So
plus they get the income tax off of it.
Exactly.
And you don't get income tax.
Right, right. So how are we able to use the monies? And I'm saying this so everyone listening on TV or on our channel and the audience here, those monies come in, they come into the general fund, is that correct?
It depends upon how they come in. If it's coming in as property taxes, it's going to get split based upon the existing levies to the police levy, the fire levy, general fund, road and bridge, and your road district.
So
that's the property tax.
Right. So yes. we also get a cut of the monies, a certain percentage, 7%, what is the percentage?
That's changing with legislation on a daily right
yesterday
now.
Yesterday was supposed to, they were supposed to come out with the new legislation, but we're supposed to, do you know, sir, how much?
I think it's 3%.
Still, it's being reworked right now in the House.
Again.
And
hopefully they're not going to take it away from us. The owner was calculating approximately $300,000 a year would come into Franklin Township from this. So that would probably go to the general fund because of the monies.
So long as it's unrestricted?
It is.
It goes to the general
well,
fund?
Well, unrestricted as far as it would not be for fire police. They would still get their monies as far as from the property tax. But this money coming back in, it necessarily wouldn't be like the JED. But they are very interested in wanting to be in the JED. They're very appreciative of what Franklin Township did to get this across the finish line. And thanks to the whole board and everybody working on this, the gentleman, if you remember, had come several times to our meeting and said that they wanted to be here. But that money, I don't think that it's earmarked on how you would use it, so it'd be general fund money.
So long as it's not restricted for some purpose,
okay,
it would go to general fund.
Okay.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, general fund out 3 years is starting to look a little tight.
Yeah.
And you could be running into some deficits there, so you this may could, need that money for the
right.
general fund.
That's kind of where I was going.
So, anyways, back onto this. If you look at note 4, that highlights the budget information for 24. That's page 11 on the notes.
Okay.
Okay. On page 12 is the property tax information I was telling you about. There's your property valuation, $280 million for the township. And then it identifies your levies, both the unvoted and voted levies.
Okay.
As you turn to the next page, too. Okay. As we look down, transfer that was authorized for 24 was from the EMS or ambulance EMS fund to the EMS vehicle replacement, essentially setting aside about one-third the cost of a EMS truck so that the money's there when it's time to order a new one.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Note 7, correct?
Correct. No, that's note 8.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yes, note 7. Okay.
I apologize. When I first got here, I'm serving my 12th year. We did not implement this where we put the money away, and it was very difficult. Chief, you probably can understand that when you live that, and you know, we had to come up with the money. The fact that we are at least putting the money away so when we need it, we have that money, is great that we are fiscally responsible for that.
And I got that started about 3 years ago.
Sure.
Okay. So, depending upon how things go with the fire department, depends upon how that money gets adjusted looking forward and the timing on a new truck. But okay. I can tell you, they keep getting very expensive.
They're up to $1 million and
well,
more.
Well, that's a fire truck.
Yeah, but the medics are still
medics
in the 90,000, 100,000?
400,000.
400,000 now? Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Not cheap. So, as far as your debt goes, you have one lease remaining, and that's the jetter vac with the road department. There's one payment of $5,800 left on that one. It's not already made this year.
Like to thank Mr. Stevens. How many years have I been saying that we need a new one, a backup one, and we were able to take the old one and have it refurbished?
That's the leaf back.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. This is the jetter back.
That cleans out the lines that we never had really before like this. So I apologize.
Yeah. So the rest of it is there's pension information, all of the employees paid into either Ohio Public Employees Retirement System or to the Ohio Police and Fire. Okay, so that's just basic information about the pension system.
Well, where are we at? Still on number 7 or
14?
Okay.
Post-employment benefits also go with the pension system. Just a brief explanation on that one. The pension system actually sets aside a little bit of money to help cover that, but they're slowly getting away from it. Healthcare has never been a guarantee under any of the state pension systems. So, risk management just talks about how you insure certain things to protect the township. A little brief explanation about workers' comp. Public entity risk pool is the company that you're going through to insure the liability insurance and property insurance for the township. Just identifies the coverages. Note 13 is the fund balance classification. This is significantly less information than what would happen if you reported under an accrual basis. Townships and villages are not required to do that because it does take a great deal more work to generate those kinds of financial statements. But it's pointing out the encumbrances, which is essentially purchase obligations that have been authorized that you're waiting for vendors to perform and then bill you. So there's 75 grand in general fund, 900,000 in special revenue funds, which the bulk of that is your ARPA money.
Okay.
Okay. And the rest of it is just a couple of minor items. Contingent liabilities is always something that comes back into play. It's just notes that there could be something going on there. And COVID-19 is probably the last time you're going to see that note. You haven't got any additional money in 24 you did get some money. That's pretty much over with. I think you've got to the end of 25 to spend it.
What's that, Jeff?
COVID, ARPA.
26. I think it's 26.
26? Okay.
I think, yeah.
But anyways, that's the gist of it. There's actually combining statements that will show you all the individual funds. Robin's got a copy of those if you wanted to see them. Okay. That'll identify all the road funds, your fire levy, police levy, your EMS fund, and so on. That comes back into play with the special revenue funds.
Okay.
Okay.
Just one second, or if you're not, if, are you finished?
Questions? Nope.
Okay.
I do want to remind you, the three of you, you need to find somebody that can do the work that I've been doing. Because if you don't, you are going to revert back to what happened in 2013 through 19.
Absolutely.
Which was an absolute disaster. Again, a fiscal officer may not do the job for you, period, because of the requirements. So you need to find somebody that can do this work and understands the accounting for local government. I can tell you again, if it doesn't happen soon, you're going to find yourself in a world of hurt when it comes to 25. And you could find yourself being declared unauditable again.
That's not good.
No,
are we?
Not.
I think we've got stuff out and through OTA, and we're looking
good.
For someone. Unfortunately, I don't know what people did after 2020 where all said no one works. I don't. 19, you couldn't get a job. People weren't hiring. And now you can't get a person to fill the position.
I can tell you, I worked entirely through that time.
Yeah, but
so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jim.
Just so everyone knows, there's a difference. There's the definite difference between what you're talking about and a fiscal. Fiscal is checks and balances. And what you're talking about is the actual accounting.
It's all part of it.
Yeah.
It's all part of it. Okay? It's just the way it's titled in statute. The position
right.
is called a fiscal officer. It used to just be called a clerk.
Right. Correct.
Which really didn't describe what the person did.
Are you, I hope I have the name right. I didn't know we were going to get into this today for sure. Are you familiar with Gary Hamilton out of Zanesville, traveling fiscal officer?
No, I'm not. He may be a township fiscal officer.
Well,
under UAN, he's a traveling clerk.
He travels around,
yeah.
helps out townships with budgets and things like that and everything.
Okay, it's a good
so.
Start. So, yes.
What I'd like to do at this time with the people's money, I'd like to open the floor if anyone has a question, since it is the people's money. Anyone have any questions on what you heard of our budget? Hearing none, I'll close the floor. Sir, I thank you so much.
I have one more thing.
Okay. This ain't a good thing. I know what you're getting ready to set
That's
down.
That's the key to the storeroom back there where you've kept me for 4 years.
Okay.
You're not a mushroom anymore.
Nope. So, anyways.
Appreciate you, Jeff.
Do appreciate working for you guys. Again, 4.5 years, it's got things cleaned up.
It's hard to believe it's been
keep
that
it
long.
Going that way.
It's hard to believe 4.5 years went by. It just seems
yes.
like 2 years at the most.
Yes.
So
I'm actually looking forward to trying to find a beach, warm sand, and water.
And like the song says, the only worry you have is that the water hits your chair.
I don't care.
Okay.
Anyways, thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to the agenda. Old business, motion to pass minutes, special meeting minutes. Sir, I'll let you take that over.
Yes, sir. Meeting minutes approval for special meetings dated August 17, 2023, February 1, 2024, May 1, 2024, and July 30th, 2024. These the majority of these are audio and video meetings that we just need to catch up with having the trustees approve those particular minutes.
Okay. So hearing the motion, is there any question on the motion in regards to the special meeting minutes as stated, as
that.
Dates? Sir?
Yeah, we're going to have to segregate the 17th and 23 because I couldn't vote on that.
Okay.
Oh.
No, sorry.
So what we will do is, which ones we're going to go first then? We're going to take out which...
just one, isn't it, sir, that I can't vote on?
Yes, sir. It's
I looked at that. At
okay,
home.
So what we'll do is I'm going to ask to make a motion to pass meeting minutes. Which one can you not do?
August 17th, 2023.
Okay. Okay, so I'm making a motion to pass meeting minutes... 12/11/24, 12/23/24, 1/9/25.
No. It's you'll want February 1, 2024, May 1, 2024, and July 30th, 2024, that all three trustees can approve.
Okay, if there's no further question on those listed, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Here in a second, I would ask for a roll call when ready, sir.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And then for the special meeting dated August 17, 2023, I'll just need approval from Mr. Fleshman and Mr. Leeser. Mr. Blevins was not on the board at that time.
Sure. So hearing the motion for those two dates as in question, I would ask for a second if there's no other questions.
I will second.
Here in a second, I will ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins abstains?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes. Okay. Sir, do you have anything else for us on old business?
That's it. Thank you.
Hearing the end of old business, I now move to new business. Foam fire. Chief, are you on that?
Sorry, sir.
Yes.
Patty Spencer.
Did I skip over her? Okay. Patty Spencer, Southwest Area Commission.
We do not have a Clinton County deputy here either.
I just have a couple of things. Really like this time. Under health and safety, I know Columbus Fire Department is giving out free smoke alarms. I don't know if you also do that. Okay, because on the flyer I have, it also has, if you're outside the city of Columbus, which I'm sort of guessing this would be or could be considered outside the city of Columbus. I'm not thinking they're talking Dublin or Groveport or something. I do have a phone number to call if anybody needed the fire thing.
They're super good. If they get a request that's in our jurisdiction, they just send it to me and we take care of it.
Perfect. So. Perfect. Well, I'll leave this if anybody needs it.
Absolutely.
The other thing I have is the Franklin County Office on Aging. They have a program called Kinship Initiative. And it says, with the passage of the 2024 Franklin County Children's Services Levy, more than those kinship caregivers are receiving an extra helping hand to cover some of the unexpected costs of caring for the children they love. The Kinship Support Program offers financial support to kinship caregivers age 55 and over who are providing full-time care to a minor child whose biological parents are unable to do so. So I have the website that if you need any short-term services, that would include, say, appliances, infant toddler supplies, beds, mattresses, utility assistance. I have the website link that you can go to apply for something like that.
Okay. That's good.
And that is all I have.
So, just a second. I'm going to open the floor. Is there any questions? Hearing none, I close the floor. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, form fire. I actually said foam when I glanced at that real quickly presentation. Do we have something for that? Okay, so moving on, we do not have the...
Let's see.
That was February 6th minute agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder why you were...
That's
okay. I got this one here.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah. So maybe I should stick to the print one. Okay.
That makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah, let me just catch
myself. I thought I was losing my mind.
Okay, so we got Jeff, we got that. Okay, so now I'm back up to today's date. Police Department, Chief Smith.
Sir.
So you might want to check to see if I read off the right date today for when I opened the meeting, because I must have read it from the top of this, and this is not the correct agenda that I pulled up from my email. So
I don't know, sir. I can't tell you, but I would just make an amendment right now.
Okay, so I'd like to I welcomed everybody. I'm not sure if I spoke on the correct date. I want to make a correction that today is the 20th of February and it 2025, and our meeting started at 12 o'clock. I apologize. I somehow have the wrong agenda on my tablet versus what I have in front of me, so I do apologize. Chief,
I think you're having the same issues I am with.
Yeah, I just saw it, and you guys were like, "How'd you get that open?" I'm
trouble,
like,
"I had trouble last week."
So. I don't know. I opened it, and I didn't catch that the date. It won't get me again because that's the first thing I'm going to look at. So, okay. Chief, you have the floor.
I was just going to say, if it's internet related, we've been dealing with some internet.
It's internet, and that's
yeah.
So, the first thing I have, which I believe I sent to everybody, is the resignation letter for Officer West.
Yes, I did see that.
I don't need a resolution, I believe, for that. But let me read that.
So we need a motion for that, sir?
Yes. I can read it if you like.
Yes.
I'm writing to formally notify you of my decision to resign from my position as a police officer for Franklin Township. My last day of employment is March 1st, 2025. I'm incredibly grateful for the opportunities I have had while working for the Franklin Township Police Department. If anyone would like to speak with me in reference to my departure, or if I can provide any assistance during my final weeks, please let me know. Respectfully, Officer West.
I will second that with the indication that we do mark it do not unrehireable.
Okay.
Hearing that, is there any other discussion?
Nope.
Hearing no discussion, we've got a second. I'd ask for a roll call when you're ready, sir.
Mr. Blevins?
Yep.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. Next, the uniform allowance. So we've had several conversations throughout last year on switching vendors from Roy Taylor's over to Parr, because of all the vendor related billing issues. So we thought we had it worked out. Apparently prepaying the store credits didn't work at the last minute. So we will set it up exactly like we did Gauls, where they have an allotment, they have a purchase order, which they already have, and the bills come in and we pay the bills, okay? Caveat to that, with Parr will not be responsible for their allotment like Gauls was supposed to be, which they weren't anyway, so it doesn't really matter. So it will be on the individual to make sure they're within their allotment. Okay.
I would, if I could make a suggestion, I would make a suggestion that you or your lieutenant keeps a tight eye on that.
Well, yeah. We already do.
Yeah. I'm sure you do, but
the problem with Gauls is Gauls gives them two ways to purchase. They didn't maintain the portal, so they could go into the store. The store says one thing, they buy something, they're over. Now we got to recoup the cost. So we will create a new spreadsheet for them just to help them maintain those balances. I don't expect the same problems with Parr that we have with Gauls.
Correct. I wouldn't either, because I think they're...
Well, they're smaller and more.
Yeah.
I will say that I know that, like, Columbus and different places, they do theirs different, where they add it to their pay and et cetera. I know that the way that we were doing it, I know a lot of people have different perspectives on how we would do it, but I think once the auditor comes out with the final, people will finally understand why the board tries to do it the way we're doing it, because it's the way that we are told is how it's supposed to be done. One of the biggest things that is very difficult to constantly hear is, well, that's not how we did it before. Well, we weren't being audited before.
Right.
People have to realize that we have to be accountable based upon a system that is set forth beyond us, that, you know, we didn't know. We did the best we could. We kind of learned from the board before us and the people that we worked with. mentored us, and we learn and we do it, to find out that, oh, you really can't do it that way because accounting purposes, it needs to be this way. So when your guys are upset in regards to how we're doing it and et cetera, I think they'll understand more here. I don't know when the audit is finally going to be done, but I think it'll come crystal clear why we have to do it the way we do it.
Right.
It's not a board decision to do it that way. It's a board demand that we have to do it that way based upon what's given to us, saying this is how it has to be done.
Well, absolutely. So it's absolutely true, John, that if we determine at some point we're doing something wrong, we have an obligation to fix it.
Absolutely. So it's nothing personal that we don't want to just say, here's $800, use it all year, or here's a card, go get it, or I had to buy it on my own money, I want reimbursed. There are certain things that we can't do. When you start reimbursing people and there's no PO, we're back to the same thing that I know different departments had, is like, where was your PO first?
Right.
You can't put the cart before the horse. We have to toe the line and say, you don't get that luxury of just going out and fixing the problem, because now you're creating a bigger problem coming down the line, because as soon as the auditor sees it, it's going to say, are you guys not getting what we're telling you?
Well, you have to have the PO first.
Absolutely.
Even with that proposed system, there were POs in place for each.
Absolutely. That was working. And I think that the administrator needs to keep, I can't stress enough that the administrator has to know what's going on at all times from all, I need all department heads to hear this. He has the ability to say, guys, I'm writing you up. Guys, thank you for your employment here. We're going to go another way. Because it has to stay uniform in the same way in which we do business here. I know in before, everybody had their unique way of doing it, and we got it done. But now we're to a situation that has cost us thousands upon thousands of dollars to get straightened out. Yeah, to get straightened out. So we have to stay on this track. So I'm not just preaching at you. I'm just saying that there's a reason. Every department is a little bit different, but we have to come together.
Right, I agree.
And I think you and I've worked, you and I've had, you and I, and I know the lieutenant and I have, trying to figure out ways of getting a car, and it just wouldn't fly by the state.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. With that said, so you have a grievance, of course, over the uniform allowance.
Yes, I did see that.
So I have to respond. So my proposed resolution, obviously, is they have their PO. At the very most, as I'm reading the relief they're requesting, is anything that they purchased this year that they have documentation for that would be approved could come out of their uniform allowance. However, where it requests reimbursement, not against that, I'm completely against.
Absolutely.
That.
So there's two ways to look at this. Anything that they purchased that they needed, which they normally would purchase for their everyday use,
right,
that we would have generally paid for anyways out of their allowance. Yes, absolutely. I feel that they should be reimbursed for that. However, out of, when I say reimbursed, that's going to come out of their $800 a year.
Correct.
Absolutely. Are we going to make it a windfall for somebody and say, okay, here's that and you still got this? We're not going to do that. However, the method in which we are to reimburse has to be by what the state says that we can do it. The fact, and I'm scared to find out what's going to be said, because someone chose to go do that without going through what I'm going to say. I don't know if the administrator had known they were going to go purchase that or et cetera, or you knew they were going to do that. I'm just saying there could be a chance that the state auditor is going to say, you bought that on your own. You didn't have, you did not have a PO up front. It's hard to go back and get a PO after the fact.
I agree.
So as long as we can do it in the accounting system, as far as the state auditor says, yeah, you can turn in a PO, the board says it's okay, they're okay with it. I'm okay with that this one time.
Right.
But we can't just say, well, you know, just get it now and then we'll get them to put in a PO later. It's not a fail system that you just go back on.
Well, it even stipulates in the grievance itself that I sent out an email saying after this date, don't purchase anything.
It says
right there.
Say it again.
I sent an email out saying do not purchase.
Okay.
We're not purchasing from Galls, we're switching vendors.
Sounds like to me you have a class that you can write someone up for doing that.
You're allowed to buy whatever you want.
Right,
your own,
but to try money. To turn in a PO for it.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly have grounds to say, no, we're not doing that.
Well, here's...
Go ahead, Jim.
I'm sorry, Mike. No, you I've done that twice to you, and
no,
I apologize.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
Wasn't it represented that the POs... Did you not speak to Robin and the POs are available?
They are available, yes.
So the PRs are available.
And was that...
That's all I had. Okay. I just wanted...
Here's my take on it. The collective bargaining agreement says that we'll do that for uniforms. Uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
That's not flashlights. That's uniforms.
Right.
Well, I believe, if I'm not correct, sir, if they need a flashlight, if they need a gun belt, if they need a hat or gloves, I think
that's
covered under their uniform maintenance allowance.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure of that.
Okay, I didn't realize the flashlights were, that's a utility tool, in my opinion.
But so is a weapon.
We supply them a weapon.
I understand. So why would they not supply a flashlight?
Like an example, if they, and I know it's a little vague, but again, I didn't write the contract. If they wanted to go out and buy an additional piece for their body armor that we supply, then they could do that also with their allowance. It's something they wear. Utilize in the course of their daily duties.
Right. Yeah. Like the flashlight that you talked about.
I mean, bags that they carry their gear in, things like that are also.
Right. And that's, to me, pretty common sense. When I see a grievance come through like this, I look at it totally different. I look at it as like, great, this gives us an opportunity to educate the person that put the grievance in versus be mad at them.
Right.
We will hear the grievance and explain to them, what's your interpretation? Because this is our interpretation, and hopefully that goes back to your department that they all get a better understanding. However, what that does do at this particular time, with as busy as our administrator is, as busy as everyone is, it bogs the system down. So as long as I don't think it was abusive, like, well, we're just gonna file another, I don't think that was the case. But I would say that I don't know how you take it when you see one of these, because to me, that would be, if I was in your position, I would want to minimize that before it came to this by talking to them. But for some reason, this is showing me, when I'm sitting in my seat, they're smacking you in the face by you bringing this in.
Not listening to you.
Well, right. I agree. It is part of the process. So I don't get mad. I don't take it personal. It has to run its course.
Right.
Again, I mean, I don't agree with everything in the contract, but then again, I'm not the one that approved it or voted for it.
I would hope that they had conversations before you ever found out that someone filed a grievance, because the first step is to try to...
Step one.
Right.
And it states in here, you know, but it was in the process of being switched over when they said, hey, we're going to file this grievance. Okay. Well,
My question is there anyone doing without something...
Not to my knowledge, no. Nobody's uniforms are falling apart. Everybody is good.
Everyone have bullets?
Everybody has bullets.
We're good.
We supply them.
Everybody has vests.
Everybody has vests.
Gloves, flashlights, handcuffs.
Everybody's good.
Okay.
So, just to recap, because I don't like to drag stuff out. I know we're all busy. So my personal response would be, since we have the PO, if, like I said, assuming it's an approved purchase, you know, that it could come be reimbursed from their normal allotment. Are we on board with that or no?
I would, everyone understand that?
Out of their $800 is what
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. It comes out of their money.
Right.
Yeah.
And they don't have the receipt, I'm sure it's Galls, correct?
They
I mean, it's par, correct?
It would be wherever they got it from, but they would have to get it from one of the two locations.
Absolutely. Okay, but that company would be able to generate a receipt, even if you lost your receipt.
Correct.
Well, they're going to be able to generate one and give us a receipt.
If not, I wouldn't honor it.
Okay. So.
You shouldn't be honoring anything from Galls after 12/31.
No. So that's,
For many reasons. One, yeah, you told them that was the cutoff date, and two, that was last year's budget.
Right. Well, I'm asking.
I'm
not saying it won't come to you anyway, because part of the grievance, the end of it, I'm not willing to really give in, so that would be you. So it may come to you anyway, but
they'll take the next step, that's all.
They do have their PO, so if they have, like I said, an approved item that was purchased, it can come from their allotment.
Right. You sign off on it and send it through.
Okay. So I want to stop here for a minute. Sir, is there anything that you want to add to it or say?
I do have a question. It says here, I was informed by Chief Smith that the payment of PAR was denied by the township administrator. I'm a little confused by that, because I was under the impression that following our policies and procedures, there was $800, a PO for $800 for each officer.
Thereabouts.
And
or less.
I never denied that. That's been the practice for the 3+ years I've been here. Here's your $800, here's your purchase order, go get what you need. So as you can appreciate, I'm concerned when I'm accused of denying something from them that I did not.
Well, that was the email I got back from PAR, because we were trying to do it. Everybody had their own PO, but it was a prepaid store credit, and so it was lumped in as one bill with 13 POs.
So I denied a prepaid system that was not part of our policies and procedures, which I wasn't aware of the prepaid system, but I do know that we had a system set up where each officer had $800.
In essence, that's still, yes. They do only have $800.
So what I'm going to say here is that we need to do, because, we're all gentlemen. In my opinion, when I see stuff like this, or if I was receiving one on this, and it almost points like you're putting a spotlight on someone because they had done X, I think better communication all the way around from your department to the administrator, that we would work better with each other than making it seem as if, okay, it's his fault or it's his fault.
I'm not passing blame at all. I just want to say the only reason I jumped through all the hoops to put that in place,
okay,
was to eliminate hours of work.
Absolutely.
From your non-existent fiscal department.
Right.
Okay, which she's now going to have with this. But I tried.
I understand. And again, if you remember when Mark Long was here and the questionable ways that we did it before,
I know.
They wished to see it a certain way. So all I would like to do is, I know I try not to call our administrator unless it's absolutely have to. Sometimes I'm on the phone an hour with him just because I don't talk to him here or there through the week. I would like all departments to speak to him in a manner that, and I'm not picking on one particular person, but the respect in which the position that he has, he's not an equal whatsoever. And I think that we all could do a better job of communicating together, because I feel the tension when I hear the stories from, this to this to this, and when I read the emails and I'm thinking, ooh, that don't sound too good. I know we're better than this. I think that we all could to do better. You've got your hands full with a lot of stuff coming up. The time you were given a short end of the stick with these computers when we get to them.
Right.
Mr. Mazur has everything going on with Western Wall. Thank you for letting me take on, because it could look bad if I didn't. I can't say I made it successful. But we had one good, successful meeting the other day, 4 vote yeses, and it's staying in the township, and a business that's going to bring dollars into the township. That was a little something I could do to take off your plate. There's only 8 hours a day that he gets supposedly to work here. So all of us have these. Mr. Stevens comes in early in the morning, can't help it, but the traffic, not traffic, but the snow, the different things of that nature, and the responsibility he has. And I'm just pointing out little things that I see with each person. Chief Arnold, I can't imagine how he sleeps at night knowing is he going to have firemen for the next day. All it takes is one person to be sick,
right,
and it throws everything out. So all of us have issues going on right now. I know personally my plate is full. I got an email this morning. Hey, are you going to be at tonight's meeting about Hague Avenue? Oh, I didn't know. I'm going to clear my calendar and I'm going to go to that. So right now, all of us, even the board, all are pulled different ways, and there's tensions for all of us. But let's not bring it out on each other. And I'm not saying one individually. I'm just trying to clear the air, the tension that I seem to feel.
Well, I may be
totally wrong.
And I'm going to add something to that. And I will say this. I applaud Mr. Mazur for denying the payment.
That's what he should have done.
He should have done that.
Right.
Because we have given him strict guidelines on, and we've explained them to everybody multiple times, of how POs are supposed to be handled and how they're supposed to be done. And he did exact. If he would have okayed that and it came back on us, it would have been this gentleman.
Yeah. He could be written up by us. This board has the
and
ability
if,
to write
I tell
him
you, if he did, I applaud him. I applaud him for handling the situation that way. And,
So
we all know how POs are supposed to work, and that's...
I just wanted to air that out, and we'll go on. You got the floor, sir.
30 seconds, Byron.
Yes, sir.
I got something to say. I investigated this, and I think where this lies at, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and you too, Steve, I think it lies in when the company wanted us to pay $9,100 up front. They wanted us to prepay, correct?
Correct.
And then Mr. Mazur said we weren't prepaying. Is that correct, Steve? Mm-hmm. That's the denial.
Right.
You understand what I'm trying to say? We weren't denying them getting it paid. We're trying to work this out with a new company, with something came in there, we were not prepaying galls.
Right.
Correct?
Correct.
That's what I think when I investigated into it and found out about it, that the denial was of the $9,100 we were not going to prepay.
No,
it wasn't
that's
that
correct.
We were not going to pay the $800 or pay for their uniforms. And so I just wanted to voice that it's not that. I hope that helps. Does that help any at all in the explanation or not?
Sure. Sure. So, you know, for me, we could pay. I mean, some people say, what's the big deal? You're going to spend the same amount of money the whole year. We have an officer leaving. He's been here 4 months. How much did he spend out of the $800?
Nothing this year.
So if we would have paid Galls or et cetera or whoever, I'd much rather do it in a system that we know exactly what each person is getting and what they need,
right,
versus giving them $9,100 up front and then it just filters down. As the person needs it, by God, go get it.
Right.
And that's where we're at.
I understand.
We're good. I just wanted to air out myself. I'm not pointing at one particular person. I'm just telling you I recognize the stress that everyone's going through right now.
Okay. We're crystal clear. I'm good with that. I'll respond to the grievance, and I will let Steve know whether it ends there or if it progresses. Car washes, Moo Moo. So we worked it out. concern that Robin had, which we had with Take 5 last year, is, you know, I think we all know how their system works. You pay, we'll say, $20 a month. You get unlimited car washes. It's a recurring fee month to month. The concern was it needs to stop after the 12 months. Well, that particular system will not automatically stop.
We have to leave, we have to go
in. We have to manually go in and do that, which we can. So the thought was, okay, can we just pay the invoice for 12 months like we do with some of our other vendors for licensing and all this other stuff? You know, you don't pay just a monthly, you pay the whole thing. So there is a benefit to paying monthly. You know, Mike brought up a good point. Well, what if a car gets wrecked and you paid for 12 months? So what are they giving you back?
Thank you.
most likely they would want to give you a credit for your next billing cycle. So we keep more money in the bank if we pay monthly.
Right.
So I had a conversation with Robin. You know, if we're coming into March, so we're you know, into the budget cycle a couple months. All our POs are pretty much done by January. So we just have to be cognizant to make sure we recreate a new appropriation for the next year, knowing this bill is going to come in March, it's going to continue.
Right.
Any hiccups, questions, or concerns?
The only thing that I would do, I was there yesterday. I signed up to pay attention to what's going on, mm-hmm. and me personally signed up one of my cars on it to see what it was like. I currently was with someone else. We've been talking about it here. Piqued my interest. I wanted to see exactly how the system worked. I noticed they're everywhere now. The one right here in Grove City, I went and visited it yesterday. I signed up another one of my cars for $20 a month. They're top tier for 6 months, and then you can downgrade it, but you get the underbody for the salt and all that, and that would be good for our cars. So the only thing that I'm curious is, if you're able to talk to anyone from their corporate, it's called the Founders Club. Could we sign all of our cars up under the Founders Club for the first 6 months?
I looked into that, and then it would revert automatically to the 36.
The 20. They have a 20.
The 20 is the one we're looking at.
You're right.
That's 20 a month. They had two where they give you like a discount for 6 months.
Right.
On the $36 and then the $30.
Right.
Whatever.
So it's $20 a month, and they give you your $50 wash for 6 months. At the end of 6 months, you say, okay, I want to go back to, I just want to go to the basic wash. They call it low fat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they're fine with that.
So for, it would work out the same for the year.
Yep. Same price.
It'd be the same
you
price.
You just get a more wash.
So instead of going back in 6 months, trying to cancel all those, it looked like it'd be easier just to sign up for the low
fat. I understand that.
It'd be less headache for you to remember to cancel.
Because you're depending on other vendors to do their part, and
right.
I'm still trying to get them to send me a W-9. So
that's
my hiccup there. But okay. If we're good with
it's your department. It's your department. I was just
you write up the POs and
it's already submitted. Okay, so we're good.
Do you have any thoughts or anything on that?
No, sir.
Sir, do you have anything else on that?
I've already spoke to him about it.
Okay. I know this is short notice. I do apologize, but I just got it. So the county, we've known for the last 3 years, are going to upgrade their CAD system. Although they just told us in a meeting last week when it will go into effect April 24th, I believe. 28th, right there in that week. The new CAD system, and we can talk about that once I have all the information, offers us a lot of really good management tools and stuff in there too. The MBTs we have now are 5 years old. They're out of warranty this September. They will not support Windows 11, which is necessary to run the new CAD software. I'm trying to get additional quotes, but I cannot find a department in this county that does not use the exact same computer we currently have. The one you have in front of you is the state bid price. It is slightly less because what we're able to do, the computers we have now, the tablet comes apart from the keyboard, so we only need to replace the tablet. We can reuse the keyboards we have. And the mounting brackets. So we don't have to replace mounting brackets in the car. There's no labor there. We only have to replace the tablet. And we would be able to send the tablets back to them, and we will get a credit of somewhere between, they estimate, $200 to $400 per tablet.
I wish my son was here to do
this.
I had a question real quick.
Go ahead.
I'm looking at this. This is a 16. When we talk about the equipment, and I know here that I've asked the staff to not buy the i5s. That, you know, the same thing with what programs come on it, because 2 years from now you're going to be in the same situation. So sometimes the cheaper one is not the best way to go.
Right.
So when I'm reading this and I'm seeing the 16 gigabytes, which is pretty good, But what the problem I'm seeing here is the 512, the SSD. That is going to be a problem later on, as when you have updates and things of that nature. The computer is not going to be able to keep up with a 512 in that, and especially running the Windows 11 Pro and the 4G, because the 4G is going to be going to the 5G real soon. So my question is, are we able to find out in this particular bid, could we go with something that's going to be more than the 512?
According to the rep, these are the i9 processors.
Okay.
And this is the top of the line that they have.
Okay, so the i9 is good, but what's bad is the 512 gigabytes.
According to them, and also IT department at the sheriff's office, they just replaced all their computers to these. I asked the same question, John.
Because I'm concerned in my own personal use of computers, that 512 jumped out at me. But you're using these computers totally different than what we would be using them.
Right.
So I don't know how much RAM.
My question was, will we get at least 5 years out of these like we did last
year? Yes.
They estimate yes.
Okay.
That was my only question.
So in order to purchase these, we will have to take the money that we have allocated for a new cruiser this year and have it reallocated.
So good thing
you answered one of my questions, because I was going to ask
where the money's coming from.
Yep,
I was going to ask
where's this fit into your budget at? Because
I was going to put a can on your desk.
That puts us behind. Let's do this for the public that's hearing this. Okay, oh my God, you're not getting a new cruiser. With the cruisers that we got, and the mileage that we got, and the maintenance that we've been keeping up, obviously you just heard we want to spend $20 a month for each cruiser just to keep them clean and keep the salt off of it and everything else, because we're taking care of the public's monies that are put into these cars. How do you think we're going to weather the storm with skipping 1 year of not getting a car?
Because we keep up with the mileage, the maintenance, it extends the life of that vehicle significantly. I think we'll be fine. Barring a catastrophe of two or three cars getting whacked at the same time, but I can't predict that. There's really nowhere else I see the money can actually come from this year. It wasn't something we could pre-budget for.
Mr. Mazur, do you have any... You guys have any questions on this?
If that's where it has to come from.
So we are needing a resolution.
Well, I guess we do need a resolution, but we need an appropriate reappropriation. You'll need to get a reappropriation to know.
Correct.
So, Mr. Mazur, if the board's desires is to pass this X resolution, are we able to plug in the appropriation and the resolution number later to save time due to the time crunch on this?
So you'll need one to appropriate the money to reallocate it from
a new cruiser.
But you're just changing a capital line item. It's right. Not going to be that difficult. So you're going to change a capital line item from a cruiser to computers.
Okay.
And then you'll need a resolution to authorize, when you're comfortable with the quotes, to purchase.
Okay.
So, Chief, what? How big a hurry is this?
It takes 4 to 6 weeks to get them. The deadline for the sheriff's office is April 24th, I believe.
So we could do this at the March 6th meeting?
I think Nicole has the number.
Okay.
28.
Okay, just a second. Give me that setting at 20.
2025-028.
2025-028.
Now, which one is that for the appropriations? To move the
line
item?
We're going to need two of them.
So then 29 as well.
29? Okay. So 28 would. Move them.
You'd have to do the appropriation.
And then 28 would...
You'd have to do 28 as the appropriation.
Right, and 29 would be, do we agree that the money would go to that once it's reappropriated? So, Mr. Mazur, do you feel comfortable if we pass this here to save time?
It's your decision, trustee.
Well, the reason I say that, sir, you run the everyday operation. Is this going to create more of a headache for you?
Would it be easier for you to do it on the 6th of the day?
It's not going to matter because...
the only thing this is going to do, because once, from my understanding, is this correct? Once it switches over, if we're not having them, we're not getting anything.
No,
it shuts off like turning the lights off, right?
According to them, according to the sheriff's office.
So every day that we could pick up to make sure that we get the equipment in, get it down to, what's the company's name that does all our computers?
Just the sheriff's office takes care of this.
Right. So for the sheriff's office to make sure that they're all set up, and if they're backlogged, 1 or 2 days can make a difference of us getting recalls or not getting calls, right?
It could. I don't know how many cars they have, but they're obviously doing all theirs too. Same time.
What's the pleasure of the board?
One quick question before we go there, because I'm a big opponent to quotes. Is there other companies out there? Should we, with that kind of money, should we not get another quote or not?
I'm looking, Mike, because I know I've preemptively done this. The problem with the next quote I get, it's going to have to also include labor to install the new docking stations and the rest
of it. If you're good with it, I'm good with it, but I just wanted to make sure we at least, you know, if you checked into that and that's going to be the answer, then I'll take you at your word. That's what you're here for.
And you said it was government pricing.
It's the state.
Because we might be able to get it a little bit cheaper somewhere else, but now we got to change the stands and everything else in the cars.
Yep. I heard you say that. I'm good. So you asked me if I was good, I'm good.
Sir, do you have anything else?
Okay.
So, sir, do you want me to try to craft this, or do you want to say it, or do you want me to?
You craft it.
Okay. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board, under Resolution 2025.028, will open up the line item, said line item for cruiser to be moved to a new line item for computers to be used and installed in the cruisers.
What dollar amount is that?
That is going to be to not exceed $6,400. $64,000, sorry. $64,000. I rounded it off in case there's a few things. The actual quote is $63,392.00. So I would like to round that off to not to exceed $64,000. If there's no questions in regards to...
I just got a quick one. Do we need to zero out the car?
No.
No. Okay. Yeah. Then there's the answer. Okay. I don't have anything else.
So, out of line item for the cruiser, $64,000 will be allocated to a new line item, which I will go to that resolution next. If there's no further question on this said resolution, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Any other questions? And a vote when you're ready.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mike, to answer your, kind of follow up and answer your question, is the reason why we're not zeroing it out is we're not taking all the money out of the cruiser account.
And
we're leaving some of it in there.
Yeah, because we're still going to get back on track.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll still get back on track eventually. So I'd like to do another resolution to the board. Trustees, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board, under Resolution 2025.029, will allow Chief Smith to participate and order toughbooks as in the quote that is given to us on this date, not to exceed $64,000. Is there any questions in said resolution? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Hearing a second, I would ask for a roll call, sir.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes. So that business is taken care of, and the only reason to the audience and people at home, safety first. We were not given the opportunity to know that we only have a short period to have new radios in the cars, or we are not going to be transmitting and getting calls.
And I'm going to have a little talk with Mr. Baldwin.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. I will say, too, just to add to that, It also includes a 2-year extended warranty, so it's kind of a bumper to bumper warranty for okay. up to 5 years now, like the last batch. So.
And then with our old computers, can we sell them on .gov in order to recoup some of this money?
Yeah, I already said that. So what this company will do is go in and wipe all the software off of it for us, and we will get a credit of $200 to $400.
Will that money go back into the line item for the vehicles then?
Yes.
Get the credited money back?
We would need to make a motion for that.
It will most likely come off of the bill itself.
Okay.
So the actual invoice will be less.
So I got you, because what we would do, the line item that we created, then we will
move it back.
We'll move it back, whatever the difference is, because we allowed you $64,000.
Yeah, so the actual bill will simply be less than what you appropriated.
Would it be advantageous of you to see what these are worth on .gov versus them getting $250 out of a $64,000?
I checked into that first. So I talked to IT down at the sheriff's office, and they said that you can't just reset them like you would a normal computer. It will not delete all the software.
I understand that.
It would cost $100 to $150 to per wipe unit. Each one. So you would have to obviously prepay someone to do that.
And then try to sell it.
And then try to sell it. So,
okay. Gotcha.
And what they'll do is they'll just sell it to a smaller department somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's using it for something they can't.
Just once.
How many are you getting for that, Chief?
14.
14.
So what's that come out if you do the math per each one? Did you do that?
Yep. I got it right here. They're $39.80 a piece, and the extended 2-year warranty.
That's $3,990?
Correct.
Okay. Just for the people at home.
Mm-hmm. And $548 a piece for the extended warranties.
Okay. So we're looking at $4,100 a piece, roughly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cost of doing business.
Yeah, I understand. And then the sad point is to tell people that 5 years from now, it's like that with any appliance, it's like that with any electronics, and then they're worth $250
later.
Kind
of gives us a heads up that we know to prepare for
right.
5 years.
Right.
I was going to follow up. Make sure we have a line item
yes.
that we're setting money aside every year in your right. budget. Not telling you how to do it, just giving you a suggestion.
We talked to Jeff about that already to try to determine when we got to replace certain equipment, and we just start kind of putting money away so that when we get there, we have it.
Okay.
I don't have anything else.
Okay. Here none.
Do you have anything?
Go ahead.
So I'm going to open the floor for the police chief if there's any questions for the police chief at this time. Here none. I will close the floor. Up next, we will have Chief Arnold.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, sir. Glad you're feeling better. You look better.
I'm glad to see you. I feel better. Thank you.
It's a rough one.
It was a rough week last week. This week started off rough, just sad news. As you mentioned earlier, we did have a fatal fire in the township. A gentleman on Geneva got stuck in his garage, and the fire was between him and his exits, and the fire took off faster than he could do anything about.
Is he using some type of heat source do we know any?
There was all kinds of flammable situations in his garage. He was a mechanic, so he was constantly welding, grinding on motorcycles, so there's all and every type of accelerant in that garage. At this point, the investigation is still ongoing. As of right now, we're leaning towards accidental. We're not seeing anything nefarious going on, but the investigation does continue. But
I thought my first thought was when I saw a glimpse of it on the news in the garage, was he using, like a lot of people use, those salamanders that heat a garage while you're out there working, and it kind of puts out a glow of a flame, and did that hit an accelerant and then cause the fire?
It's hard to say, since he had a lot of stuff in that garage that could have started this fire.
And how old was this gentleman?
His were the same. Late 40s, early 50s, okay. Somewhere in there.
It's a shame.
And unfortunately, everyone on the west side was on North Harris prior to that with a working fire. So everybody but Station 10 ate dinner, and then went to that fire. It was a mess. They had to do a ton of work. And if you remember, it was below 20 that night. and then this fire came out at 9:30, so everyone had just cleared up from that fire, ended up on this one, and then we didn't clear this fire until 3:30, 4 in the morning.
So. I noticed you have 4-minute response time.
Yes.
That was really impressive time.
We're very fortunate that we worked very well with Columbus. We worked seamlessly. I don't think there was anything we could have done, and we showed up 1 minute after they called. I think the fire was already that far out of control. And he had already lost his life about the time they started calling 911. So, unfortunate circumstances, but it's part of the job. Other than that, moving on, I don't have any updates or stats today for you. We did, as the fire department, inherit two older models of the Xerox copiers that used to be in this office. The one was not in working order, but it was able to scan for a bunch of fire investigations that we utilized it for to scan it. The other one we use is our main copier. It has extended its life. We can't find anybody to work on it to fix it. It's basically dead weight for us now, but they are both township properties. So we thought the best idea was throw them on GovDeals and see if we could get any money for them. I believe Steve has a resolution for that, if you guys are okay with that. With that strategy of getting rid of them.
Yeah. It frees up space and you don't have to count it next year in the inventory, correct?
Correct.
So, I think we go.
Yeah, we need to get rid of it. If we can't charge rent to something taking up space, then...
You may get this one eventually.
The one we got that they bought for Robin is suspect at best.
Yeah, so. You might get this one next.
We'll take it.
All right. Hand me down.
Are you good? You want me to read this resolution for Bob?
Unless you want me to read it, either way.
It's resolution 2025-020. It's a resolution approving the sale of copiers on GovDeals. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, approves and authorizes the sale of two outdated Xerox copiers on GovDeals. And be it resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning and related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that resulted in such formal actions were in a meeting open to the public, in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC. And further resolved that this resolution shall be declared emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
Hearing this resolution, this was a resolution.
Yes.
Resolution, is there any questions in regards to it? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second the resolution.
Hearing a second. I'd ask for a roll call, sir, when you're ready.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Do you want to reserve on those or just
That's your department. Okay. I'll let you determine.
There isn't a micromanager now.
Yeah, I'll let you determine what they're worth. Look up. My advice to you is to look online, see what they're selling for, and go that way. And the only other thing that I may suggest is if there's other departments that may want it, meaning that we could sell it for a dollar or I'm talking other departments outside of here, like other fire departments, they may need a certain part for it or whatever. You may put the word out that we have one, if that helps out another department for a dollar, and they need the parts from it. Because I know with majority of those, once the rollers go or something, it's hard to get those rollers or the gears, and you can't get the parts anymore. If somebody has one, and let's say our scanner quit working, but the rollers are good, and someone just takes them out and puts them in, they can continue to roll.
For sure.
Okay, anything else from us?
The only thing else I had was just to the public online and in here, we have smoke detectors. We come, give them to you, we'll put them up if you need us to. Please utilize that. If you don't have smoke detectors in your home, get a hold of us. Get a hold of Nicole, the township, the police, the fire. We'll figure it out. We'll get you smoke detectors.
Okay. I'm going to open the floor at this time. Is there any questions for the chief? Hearing none, I will close the floor.
I have something real quick. On brownouts,
Were we notified last weekend that there was going to be a brownout?
We should be notified.
I don't know that, but...
Okay, so I just want to make it clear.
I don't
if
remember.
They're going to be a brownout,
you want to
I want to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think
you deserve it,
I think you should send us a text, because I think I know for myself, I'm not always at a computer looking for text or emails. I think one, an email for record, mm-hmm. two, a text for instant, the same as if like the fire, we knew instantly.
Well, you always get, you get definitely on the first one. I know I got, but I could have missed it, and I don't know.
I don't remember.
I was under the weather, and those were both call offs on weekends, so. It was late notification to me, so I probably did not send that out.
And then what did the union, you said the unions were the ones that were going to purchase the signs.
Yes.
And you were going to work on
I do have verbiage for that. If you guys want to approve the verbiage now, I was just going to email it to you.
I would rather. If you have.
You want to do
that? If we, let's just hear what you have, and if we feel comfortable, we can. If we don't, we won't.
Okay.
So, the phrasing that I thought best, and the union didn't have any qualms with it, was just for the banner to say emergency equipment out of service due to lack of funding, expect delays in response times.
We can either think about this, gentlemen, if you want time, or we can discuss it now.
Hmm? Can you read it again?
For sure. So it says emergency equipment out of service due to lack of funding, expect delays in response times. So it kind of lets you know equipment's out of service. It's not specific, because it could be one or the other or both. And then why it's out of service, we don't have the funding. And then just to expect delays in your...
I mean, I'm not picking, is it possible to say temporarily?
That's a good point.
Because they may think we're closing the whole house down
right.
for a long period. Do you understand what I'm trying to... Does that make sense, or does that anything else or not?
It's very,
but
very
then if
valid.
We do end up closing one permanently,
but then we would change the sign. But he's got a very valid point. It sends the wrong signal to somebody thinking, oh, that whole station closed down. No, it's temporarily.
Okay.
I'm not, listen, that's just, I'd rather have a few little bit of time to think about it.
Then let's do that.
Absolutely.
Are they needed?
Nope.
I mean, I can get back. I think each of us could individually text you back, or you know, get a hold of you back individually. If I could just have a day, I don't want to make a snap decision, but that was the first thing that came to my mind. Now, if you have a reason that you don't think that's a good idea, then this is the time and place to voice that.
I think with Mike's suggestion, I would like to piggyback off that and what he said. I would use the word today.
Okay.
You know, put the word today.
Instead of temporary or today.
Yeah, temporary or today. Yeah, I like that. I like today.
Emergency equipment out of service today due to lack of funding. Expect delays mm-hmm. in your response. Yeah.
Because you said the signs were going to go up and down, obviously.
Yes.
Yep. So that was my only thing. I'm not trying to pick here. I'm not. So
that way where it doesn't look as if what I don't want this to do. And in my time here, I have seen this happen. We failed levies. We passed levies. Mm-hmm. I do not want to do, and I'm not picking on the schools. This is my opinion. I do not want to stop busing to get a levy passed.
Right.
So I want the public to know. I want to be transparent with the residents, that they understand that just today, because of our staffing issues and the amount of our levies that we have to hire people, that today just happens to be a day we can't have enough people to run the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I think that that would be in. And I think if all of us mill that over, and Mike, Mr. Blevins, I apologize. Mr. Blevins, I commend you for saying that versus a snap decision, because as I'm sitting here thinking, as you're talking, the public would want to know, does this mean tomorrow too, this week? The word today, and then once it's down, they know, well, it's open today.
No, I like that.
We may add another thing. We may think about it. So I think thinking about this, and then you text us when you're ready for it. Is there anything else? And then we can go with it.
I like it. Yep.
So let's do this, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need a resolution to, say, put this up, or does it matter, Steve?
I think a motion.
A motion.
Allow it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're not buying it.
Okay, so be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a motion
to allow the police chief to put up a sign indicating that the building is unoccupied or out of service on a specific day. If there's no further question, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Fire chief, who did I say?
Police chief.
Excuse me.
I'll do it.
Yeah, dude, police chief. Fire chief, thank you very much, and thanks to the audience for catching
up. And I will second that.
Thank you. Any other questions? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second when ready.
I will second that.
You need a roll?
Yes, he said you need a roll call.
Yeah, when you're ready.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Weezer?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet. Anything else?
That's all I had. That's the reason I asked.
Thank you for saving our motion, because that motion, Byron, you need to thank her later, because you'd be the one going out and putting that up.
She meant for it. Police chief to me, and I looked over at Byron, she was trying to tell me.
Yeah, so I mean, that's good, because I didn't even catch that.
I didn't catch it either.
It even come from my mouth, and I didn't catch it. Next up, I believe we got Mr. Stevens, or did I skip over resolution?
No. Nope.
Okay, gotcha.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, afternoon, Jim.
It feels like evening since you've been here since 2.
Yeah. Good afternoon. That sounds better.
Are you guys going to take off early today then, since you came in?
I plan on, as soon as you guys release me, I'm going home. Okay.
When you get done there, go.
I got a couple things on the agenda. Got two resolutions. Earlier in the year, we had discussed the Franklin County, I brought it to the board, what the paving project for 2025 for the Franklin County engineers. Brought the pricing and everything to you, passed a motion to go into the contract. Now we just need to pass the resolution for that. Let me get the right one here. I can read this. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person in a regular meeting at 12 p.m. on Thursday, February 20, 2025, at 2193 Frank Road, Columbus, Ohio. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, the Board made and approved a motion during the February 6, 2025 Board of Trustees meeting authorizing the road superintendent to enter into a contract with the Franklin County engineers for the 2025 resurfacing project with an estimated cost of $265,727.80 to pave identified roadways within Franklin Township as outlined in the annual Franklin County Engineers Road Paving Project. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning and relating to the resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that resulted in such formal action were in meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.23 of the Higher Vice Code.
Any questions on said motion?
This is not a motion, this is a resolution. And Mr. Stevens, can you please state the resolution number for the record?
Oh, I'm sorry, resolution 2025-021.
Okay. I could have swore you start off as a motion. But that's okay.
No, I said we passed a motion.
Okay, gotcha. So resolution. So on said resolution, are there any questions? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Hearing the second, I would ask for a roll call when ready, sir.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yep.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Second resolution that I have, I had also brought to the board in 2024. The City of Columbus is putting in the water project up off of Briggs Road, and as the city does every time they do this, they only pave one lane, just like Broadmont. So I went back to the city and asked them if they could give us a quote on why you're going to be there and you have the equipment there. Can you pave the other lane for us? So, and they did. They have agreed to do that. Like I said, I brought it to the board prior to kind of give you a heads up on, you know, what may be coming down the road. But I have resolution 2025-022. The Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person, regular meeting at 12 p.m. on Thursday, February 20th, 2025, 2193 Frank Road, Columbus, Ohio. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves the road superintendent to go into contract with the City of Columbus for the paving of Briggs Road from Demarest Road to Josephine Avenue within Franklin Township with a cost not to exceed $48,783.
If there's no further questions on the matter, I would ask for a second, and I have a question. So, generally, we see this a lot. We've seen it with Climb Road, what I'm about to ask. Are there any, once we pave a nice road like that...
Any more projects?
Right, because you know where I'm going with that. It was Climb Road, they opened it up. 2 weeks later, they closed it because they put the sewer in. Now they want to put water in, or and vice versa.
How I can answer that question is... I do not know of any other projects, and I pray and knock on wood that there isn't.
Okay. But
yeah, that part of the road we were actually going to put into our paving project for either 25 or 26 with our list that we've got, but then the city came in and decided to do what they were doing. And just so everybody knows that within our capital improvement line item, I've got enough to cover both of these.
Okay.
With, but then that pretty much wipes it down.
For that half of it, that seemed fairly, $48,000, I was like, wow, that's a pretty good price. They've already signed off on that, I hope. Yeah. So, are there any other questions or discussions at this time? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second it.
Hearing the second, I will ask for a roll call when ready.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Reeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Couple other things that I have on the agenda. With the demolition of the old building and the getting started with the new building in April, probably around April, somewhere around that
time. It's all going to depend on the deputy.
Yeah. I've been getting pricing. We've got a lot of things in that building that will need to be stored somewhere, and with the lack of storage that we have, I've been getting some pricing on just getting a storage, a 40-foot storage container. Joe Hall, the boy that works in our department, actually the company he came from, this is kind of what they had done, and I asked him to reach out and see if he could get some pricing on it. Right now we're looking at, if the board says it's okay to move forward with that, it's $172 a month to rent a 40-foot container to keep everything in. We would probably only need it for possibly 3 months, I'm thinking. Maybe okay. Four at the most. But it just, I'm not asking for anything to say. I'm just wanting to bring it to your attention, and then when it comes time.
Okay. So what I would like to do is open the floor for us to discuss this. Seeing that we're talking under $400 roughly, or maybe under $500. Would the board's pleasure be to go ahead and take this business on and say that we would do this and not exceed $500? Or do you want to wait till the time it comes?
It looks like Mr. Mazur has a question before I make my
$172 a month.
A month.
3-4 months.
So that's 600.
So you're looking at $700-$800.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, like I said, I just wanted to bring it to your attention today. I can come back with the resolution because it's a monetary value to it and kind of have a set amount.
So what I would like to do, the reason that sometimes I like to try to get some of this cleaned up now is when things need to happen, mm-hmm. Well, we got to call the trustees and get them in here, or it delays you 2 weeks to get it. If we know that's something that we're going to need for 3 weeks, if the rest of the board is okay with, I say, pass a resolution not to exceed $800, and that gives us 3 weeks plus some, it's up to the board if they feel comfortable with that kind of expenditure.
John, I would say 1,000 to start with, because I know how construction projects are running right now, and I'd rather have it there than have to, like you said, come back.
Right.
If he doesn't spend it, we'll just move it.
Sir?
This won't affect the money amount that we're talking about. Did you say it was Hunter that contacted the people? I'm trying.
No, Joe.
Joe, okay.
Yeah, Joe.
Can you just make a phone call to another company and get a second quote?
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't expect you to go driving all over or anything, but pick up the phone and call a container company and just get us a second quote. I'd just like to have two quotes. That's all I'm trying to say. So it won't affect the amount. We already have a quote that'll, if we approve the $1,000, we already have
absolutely
one for that.
That's very
but
smart.
If we have an opportunity to save the taxpayers a little bit of money, I think it's our
goal. I think that's a great idea.
But we can set that $1,000 aside today, and then
I agree.
If we need to find it cheaper, we can find it.
So what I'd like to do is make a resolution. I think the last one was
29.
So this would be 30. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board authorized Mr. Stevens to not spend more than $1,000 for storage container of some sort to be on site, on ground, to store said equipment while construction is being going on. If there's no further question in the matter, I would ask for a second.
I will second that resolution.
And a roll call when you're ready, sir.
Mr. Blevins.
Yes.
Mr. Laser.
Yes.
And Mr. Flashman.
Yes. Very good idea. You at least know you got that, and what can you bring it down to?
Yeah, Joey just got this for me here just the other day.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to look.
You might be able to get two for the price of one, because one container, you might fill up pretty quick. And then two, I think you got plenty of place back by the salt barn to put them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Segueing into with that, just another thing, just to kind of give you a heads up that when we do start getting close to the demolition, we will have to get a dumpster on site.
Sure.
Because we will fill this little one up.
Real quick.
Yeah. So we will have to get a dumpster on site.
Shouldn't that be part of the bid for the builder?
Well, I think it's going to be pretty much used either way. I mean, it'll be something we'll keep on site.
But I've
seen it go either way, Mr. Leisure. I've seen it go either way. But I mean, we can work that in somehow or another. But I'm just kind of giving you a heads up that we're going to have a dumpster on site.
Sure.
So, any more questions on that?
Nope.
The only other thing that I had was on the agenda. We had passed a motion. You guys were very kind enough to pass a motion because it was a quick thing. For Hunter, who has passed all of his testing and everything, and we've got him on board, but now you actually have to get the resolution put in the books, and Mr. Mazur has that resolution.
Mr. Hunter working today?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was standing out there. He said hi, and you just kept.
I didn't notice. I was cold.
And then he walked over and talked.
Okay,
to Mr.
I'll have to make sure I say hi to him.
He was the one washing the trucks. So.
Okay, all I seen was a green back, and we're like, man, why don't we use a power washer?
Resolution 2025-023, it's a resolution authorizing the rehiring of Hunter Braithwaite. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, authorizes the rehiring of Hunter Braithwaite as a full-time road department employee beginning at Step D with a pay rate of $31.44 an hour, as outlined in the collective bargaining agreement. The employment start date is January 27, 2025. Be resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning related this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that resulted in such formal actions were in a meeting open to the public. In compliance with all legal requirements, including 121.22 the ORC, this resolution shall be declared emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
Hearing resolution as read, is there any questions?
Not a question, but a comment. I talked to Mr. Hunter out back. Mm-hmm. Can you please get him all of his, make sure he gets all of his uniforms, his hoodie. He's out there. I go, aren't you cold? And he said, yeah. So where's your coat? He said, I haven't got one yet. So
you got it.
Okay. So ask for a second.
I will second that.
If there's no other questions, roll call when you're ready.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leiser?
Yes.
And Mr. Flashman?
Yes.
Yeah, let's just make sure that he has, you know, jeans, all of his things part of the collective bargaining.
That would be a good question for the board now that you bring that up, because if he'd been here for some time, got brought back in at that rate, naturally with any new hire, which is what he would actually be, a new rehire, they have to go through their probation period and to be with the collective bargaining, and then the collective bargaining has their jeans and their jackets and stuff.
Right.
So if the board is more than willing, because it's a, like a rehire type right. thing, to forego that. Mm. A 6 month probation, which I mean, he's proved himself over and over.
My opinion of it is he's out there working.
I know,
and
I
he's
agree.
In the cold.
But at the same time, it's almost...
I mean, it's the same thing with a police officer. We give them their uniforms up front because they can't, they're not very well equipped if they're not out there with a gun.
I totally understand that. So, I just wanted to make sure, because in the past it's always been a new hire's in that 6 month probation. I've turned things in before.
Well, we should have a list of what we should have a list. I mean, this goes for fire, police, of what we're giving them.
Are you saying that he doesn't get a uniform for 6 months?
It's in their collective bargaining, and if they fell with boots and things before, that they can't get anything out of that collective bargain, what's in the collective bargaining until the probation period's over. I personally would like to see that 6 month probation for Hunter be done.
Well, what about him signing a caveat that says if he leaves, before the six, we'll purchase them, but if he leaves before the 6 months,
that's where I was going, Mike. I mean, you should have a list that, hey, we're giving him five five shirts,
what I'm saying is,
jacket, you know, just like you got a list of what you give your officers, correct? Mm-hmm. And if they would leave, they have to turn XYZ back in. He should be the same way.
So I know what you're about to say.
I'm only going off past practice.
Right. And that's exactly what I'm about to say.
Hang on a second. I want to address this.
Okay.
Bob, Mr. Smith, Chief Smith, Jim, past practices does not work here anymore.
I appreciate
used
that.
To, doesn't work here anymore. I think Mr. Fleshman has said this numerous times.
I appreciate that.
And today, used to don't work here. Past practices don't work here. We and any other form of how we used to do it does not work here any longer.
And he does have jackets on.
So what I would like to state, and with what I'm hearing from them, and you stop short of this, I cannot say we're going to do away with the grace period, because then that sets a precedence for other departments.
I get it.
Yeah,
what
we're not
I would like to say is the board, from what I'm hearing from my other fellow trustees, we would forego and give that period what he needs now up front, with the stipulations that he leaves, he pays back the township.
He, just to kind of put this to rest a little bit, I hope, he has jackets out there that were Quentin's that I requested get left here. So he does have, it's not like
right,
he doesn't
I understand.
Have a jacket, he doesn't have anything to work in.
Well,
he does have it.
I will
get him set up.
Yep. Yeah. Because, I mean, firefighters, they get their uniform day one. Police officers get theirs on day one.
So
I appreciate
Well, I'm going to make a motion. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees. No, it can be a motion.
Yeah.
Be it by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board authorizes Mr. Stevens to completely outfit as the bargaining agreement on uniforms is allowed, with the stipulation of Mr. Hunter leaves, in the time period of his probation, that he refunds back to the township the money spent.
Sure.
The property then would be his to keep for that. However, with this motion, he is getting this earlier than after 30 days. So what he spends, he's not going to get another allotment of it. Does that make sense?
I'm totally fine with it.
Okay.
I just need clarification.
Okay, so I need to end this.
He does have a hoodie.
Motion.
He does have things he can wear.
Right, wait a minute. I got to finish this motion so we don't get lost track. With that being said, is there any questions on said motions?
No question, comment. Only thing I'd add to that is he needs to sign a waiver saying that he would pay it back.
Correct. In his time period. Right. So with that being said, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
Here in the second, I would ask for a roll call, please.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes. So we're clear on that, correct?
Gotcha.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Here are no questions from the board. I will open up the floor for any questions from the residents. If you have a question, hearing none, I close the floor and thank you, sir.
One comment before you leave, Jim. Thank all your guys. I think I have, but thank you. It's been pretty tough 8 weeks with the weather. You're not knowing when and where and how. And
doesn't come true what they say. And you expect a lot or you don't expect any like the last one. And then next thing you know, hey, it's snowing.
We're not out of it yet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on.
Can he get out of here, can he?
Yeah, you're done, sir. Yeah. Sir, remind me when we have snow days like this. I would have put you at the top of the agenda, Mr. Stevens.
Oh, I'm fine.
No, but please,
you've been in here since
that,
2 o'clock.
Remind me that you've been here since 2 o'clock, and we can move the agenda so that you're up, and I could have had you out here an hour ago.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
See you all.
We had the road department updates. We have that. Wow, we're getting down there. And physical department.
Uh-huh. I have motion to approve payroll for the period of January 26, 2025 through February 8, 2025 in the amount of $201,560.17. It's a direct deposit on February 14, 2025. The electronic vouchers were 043-2025 through 053-2025.
Any questions on said? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
Hearing the second, I would ask for a roll call when you're ready, sir.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Okay, I have motion to approve accounts payable. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township that the board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from February 5th, 2025 through February 19th, 2025 in the amount of $169,729.19 from ACH voucher numbers 0370-2025 through 0514-2025.
Hearing the motion, any questions on said motion?
No.
Hearing no, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Roll call, sir, when you're ready.
Mr. Blevins.
Yes.
Mr. Leeser.
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman.
Yes.
Okay. The next I have a resolution under the administrator. It's 2025-024. It's a resolution authorizing the purchase of laptop computers. Be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, approve and authorizes the purchase of two laptop computers from the general fund budget in an amount not to exceed $4,000 for use by the administrative staff, and be it further resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning and related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of the board and its committees result in such formal action when meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 12122 of the ORC, and be it further resolved that this resolution shall be declared an emergency, be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
So, sir, I've got a question when it comes to computers. You probably thought, oh, God, Fleshman's going to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know any type of, have they picked out anything or?
Yeah, you and I talked about that, and they're exactly what you requested, and the memory can be expanded.
Okay. You know what you want, and you're good? And
Rev Group is satisfied, and they're loading
them
up.
Okay, with hearing that, any other questions? Hearing no other questions to said motion, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
And hearing a second, I'd ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Next I have is 2025-019. It's a resolution approving the obligations by the administration from the period February 5, 2025 through February 18, 2025. Board of Trustees and Resolution 2021-130 authorize the Township Administrator to approve incur obligations of $10,000 or less. Pursuant to provisions of Section 507.118 of the ORC, the obligations approved and incurred by the administrator must subsequently be approved by the adoption of a formal resolution of the Board of Trustees. The obligations authorized incurred by the Township Administrator as presented in Exhibit A attached are hereby approved. All formal actions of this board concerning related to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees resolved in such formal actions were in meetings open to public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.2 of the ORC. Be it further resolved that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and will be in full force effective immediately upon its adoption.
Any further questions on the matter? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
And roll call when you're ready, sir.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleischer?
Yes.
I was trying to figure out why I had a headache. Now I know.
Well, then you gotta go left and right.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
The next resolution I have is a resolution approving the utilization of positive pay with PNC Bank. Be resolved effective immediately. The Board of Trustees of Franklin County, Ohio approves and authorizes the Township to utilize a positive pay program through PNC Bank to reduce checking fees from $80 a month to $40 a month. This is attributed to employing the ACH payment method as opposed to issuing paper checks. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning the latest resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of the board and its committees resolved in such formal actions were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
Any questions in regards to said motion? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
Oh, a second.
Hearing the second, I will ask for a roll call when ready, sir.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleischer?
Yes.
The next resolution I have is 2025-26, approving the transfer increase of funds to the Township's money market account. Be it resolved that effective immediately, the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio approves and authorizes increasing funds to the Township's money market account to realize a growth in interest revenue. Be it further resolved that the Township would maintain the necessary balance in the checking account for operations while still accumulating interest. However, the interest rates in the money market account allow the Township a better rate of interest income. All formal actions of this board concerning related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and in all deliberations of this board and any of its committees resolved in such formal actions were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC. Be it further resolved that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
If there's no further discussion on the resolution, I'd ask for a second.
Oh, second.
Hearing the second, I will ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleischman.
So to the people at home, as well as the people in here, what you just heard is when we take the monies that we get from the taxpayers' monies and it goes into account, we really don't make any money on it. We are using the money as wisely as we can. However, if we have an opportunity to move a portion of that into a money market account or an account that makes interest, and we collect $10 million, that is going to make more money available for the township and squeezing every ounce that we can get out of the taxpayers' dollars to make more money for us. So this is an option that I'm glad that Mr. Mazur has brought this to us, that we can, every dollar more that we can get that we don't have to ask from the public, then I'm all for. So thank you. And sir?
Next item I have is Resolution 2025-027, resolution authorizing the buyout of the lease on the Township's credit card machine. Be resolved that effective immediately, the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio approves and authorizes the utilization of funds to buy out the existing lease of the credit card machine at a cost not to exceed $650. Be it further resolved that the township would obtain a new credit card machine from PNC Bank at no charge and pay a 3-year warranty fee of $199 to cover any mechanical and operational issues with the new machine. All formal actions of this board concerning related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that result in such formal action were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
Any questions in said resolution as read?
Yeah, I want to ask a quick question.
Sure.
So, Steve, this will get rid of all of the problems with Clover, correct?
Yes.
Clover,
yes,
will be gone. No more issues with Clover.
Exactly.
For people that don't know, Clover goes back to the last fiscal officer or the fiscal officer we don't have. And this will eliminate all of those.
Goes back to.
Okay. Well, the Nick Dunn situation of being on there and all of those things get erased.
Yes, sir. It's all gone.
Yep. So I just wanted to put that out there, and that's all I had, sir.
So when we move forward with the new credit card machine, are we sticking with the bank or another company?
It's same bank. Bank. The bank will give us the machine at no charge.
Okay.
But like Mike said, it wasn't fair to have a past fiscal officer on the lease of this credit card machine.
Absolutely.
The go-between between the fiscal officer that's in right now, that's not here, there was no communication there. And that's how that thing got drug out for the long period that it did.
18
and
months
fees
or something
were paid and things like that. So it's best that we just clean this up and go in a different direction.
Sure.
And I think this is a better one.
Much cheaper.
Yeah. So
any further questions on the matter? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Hearing the second, I ask for a roll call, please, when ready.
Mr. Blevins.
Yes.
Mr. Leeser.
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Then the last thing, excuse me, I have is Robin and I had an opportunity, I think it was last week, to speak with a different insurance broker. I talked to some other administrators around the county, around the area, and they recommended this company called McGowan and Braybender. So part of the discussion really circled around timing, and it was unfortunate this year that with the current broker we have, we didn't have any insurance information until December, which really puts us behind the eight ball. You know, we sit down at a negotiating table with unions and we have nothing. And we're trying to go negotiate insurance rates with these folks. This company would like to come in and make a short presentation to the board. They are big proponents of form fire. They actually said we were getting out in front of this at a good time. We could probably have them shop rates and have something available to us probably August at the latest. So I just want to let the board know that probably, if you're comfortable with it, last meeting in March or in April sometime.
Sure, whenever you want to set it up.
And I'm going to be very open and upfront here. We are going to look at offering more than one policy.
Sure.
Again, we have departments that are set on paying a certain premium for a certain coverage. That's not going to happen anymore. So we are going to give them options, and I call it the good, the bad, and the ugly. We have the good right now. We'll have the bad, which is a middle-of-the-road policy, and we will have the ugly. Now, whatever they want to pay premium-wise, we hope to be able to offer that choice to them. But I think it's important, and I'm glad the trustees are open to that, to listen to the presentation that, that they will give us.
My biggest concern, and we'll get these questions answered, when you take a total of 63, how many employees do we have?
Roughly. We'll start with 63.
Okay, 63 people, and you break it down, and so we no longer have so many people in the premium one. Does that make the premium one go up? We've, in long as I can remember, the township has had a premium for all their employees. Mm-hmm. Maybe everyone don't want that, I get it, but I want to hear from the person coming in why us not offering the premium to everybody as one policy, is that going to change the people that have families and want to keep the premium? Is that going to make their rates go up because we have less people participating in that one? And that'll be a question for a later date.
Right, right.
So,
right.
Anything else for us?
That's it. Thank you.
So I don't want to end that yet. I'm still we're still under the administrator to the board. I want to bring up, I'm seeing an extreme need, and I'm going to ask if we can talk about this and maybe make a fact-finding resolution to bring on another person to assist in the duties of the administrator that can be as equal in doing that particular job. Being the fact that we have so much going on with the JED, or the lack of, meaning that we keep getting behind the eight ball, situations like with the Boston Market that we just were able to accomplish, Westland Mall, and the annex, the things that we are working on with the being annexed. I'm trying to put as much time as possible in with every meeting I can go to. I know there was a meeting that I couldn't be at, two meetings. I either had to be at the Boston Market meeting, or I had to be at where they're annexing the property from the township. At this particular time, I honestly think that we need a professional that is in that government role that understands what we do. Someone like what the county hires, someone that's in economic development to be able to protect this township and help Mr. Mazur move forward with those. He can offload some of his plate onto that person's plate and allow things in the township to stay the township and be able to find other fundings and dollars that we can do. There's only so many hours in a day that Mr. Mazur can put in on this. Other things get dropped off. So I'm open for any questions. And it, really there's a fact finding. What would it cost? What would it look like? What type of things would they take off the plate? And what does it mean to the township? I personally would like to at least allow Mr. Mazur to craft together a job performance, a job expectations of what the job would entail, what it would design to do, and what expectations would that bring back into the township. As an example, I argued the point to an nth degree that Mr. Mazur's position, we never ever had a township administrator prior to the administrator before you, sir, that then chose to leave. It was instrumental, the amount of dollars that has come into this township by having an administrator. What if you took the monies that the administrator was able to bring into this township would be minute to his salary and what he's been able to accomplish. So I honestly see that everyone is stretched extremely thin. We're going to lose more off our plate by not spending money to have another professional versus us doing nothing. If we do something, I am certain that the money spent will be 1,000 times returned on other opportunities that we're missing out on and we're not able to catch. So I'm going to be quiet and ask the board if they have any questions in my idea.
Go ahead, Jane.
Go ahead. I'm good. I can sum it up, and I think he needs an assistant.
Okay. I do not think he needs an assistant. I think if Mr. Mazur was able to do his job and his job alone, he would have plenty of time to do it, but he's running the fiscal department, whether you want to say that or not.
Oh, absolutely.
Lisa Morris was here. She was in charge of workman's comp and all of those type things. Mr. Mazur now has that on his plate. I'm just going to put it out here, has absolutely nothing to do with what Mr. Mazur has or hasn't done, but I have sat here and heard this for a year or two now about this money that Mr. Mazur brought into this township, and that was COVID money. That was ARP funds. Everybody got them. The paperwork was sent in. Mr. Mazur was here. He filled out the paperwork, and he got the grants. Okay, and many townships everywhere else got the same grants. So, you know, always beating this drum, I'm not saying that he doesn't do a good job. He does do a great job. I'm happy to work with him. But to continuously beat this drum about these funds that he brings in and it covers his salary and stuff like that is unbelievable. And if he would just be allowed to do his job, I'm shocked that the meeting's about to end and there's been no discussion, and I don't even remember the title you put on it, but the assistant that fill in and start signing papers and stuff like that, we've had no conversation about that whatsoever. I've not got anything really sent to me in any way, shape, or form. I have no idea where we're standing on that. So what we should be doing today is, after Jeff just left here and said he's no longer going to be here, we should have our lawyers in court demanding an answer from Keith Faber's office on what's going on with this fiscal officer. That's where we need to be. We need to get an answer on what's going on with this fiscal officer, one way or the other. So if she's coming back, then give her all the duties that go with that office, and let's let Mr. Mazur be the administrator and do the job he's doing. You're paying a lot of money, and you heard Jeff sit here and say, you know what he's talking about when he says in 26 and 27, you're going up against some big problems.
Absolutely.
You know what the problems are.
I'm
not going to sit here and say it.
No, I
can't.
But
you know what the problems
are.
With that being said, I thought this was just for discussion. So
it is.
I think you know where I'm at. I'm not angry at anybody. I'm not upset. I just can't see us spending more money and calling it assistant to the administrator when the truth of the matter is, we keep covering and covering for this fiscal office, and we can't continue to do it.
So what I wanted to do is today is nothing more than a motion to allow him, if he would. There's no set date. It could be a year from now. It could be 6 months from now. It's to look at, and looking at it, we would then take the information and decide, would it warranted, and would there be monies for said position. Now, I do want to remind you that $11.5 million, Mr. Mazur, working with the governor's office with economic development, was to be able to tear down Westland Mall so that we can see additional growth there in economic development. The $3.5 million to put a boulevard through came through the work of Mr. Mazur.
$4.4 million. In a meeting that Mr. Mazur and I both went to with Mr. Carey, and also the sidewalks in Eastfield, Westfield.
So there are a lot of those little things combined together over his 3 years being here, and I'm sure, and I don't want to do it, but I'm sure I could ask him what others there is. But just the fact that us having an administrator to be, Westland Mall probably wouldn't have been tore down, in my opinion. Just the same as if we would have had an administrator, the casino would have been in the city, it would not be in the city of Columbus right now. By us not having an administrator, there was no one on board the day-to-day operations to facilitate what was going on with that. So I firmly believe that we would have had either a better deal, A, or B, it would still be in the township. So what I would like to do now is ask for a motion to entertain the opportunity to look at if we would need a position, what it would cost for the position, and what the duties of that position would be. And if there's no further questions on it, I would ask for a second.
I will second it, but I would like to add something to it, is we look at possibly even the position being an assistant administrator being a part-time position.
That's fine. That's, well,
let's look at both, gather information in
right.
Your,
all's we're doing is gathering information. So with that being said, there's a second, is that correct?
Yep.
I would ask for a roll call.
Mr. Levins?
Nope.
Mr. Leeser?
Yep.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes. Now, something that you said that we need to talk about right now is, where are we at as far as getting somebody in to be able to sign?
I am ready. We can present that to the board today if you'd like for a resolution.
I think we needed to do that way back because we got stuff that needs to be signed.
Okay, what I need to do is to contact this lady and let her know she is waiting to get approval from her present employer that she can do this job. Let me contact her. If she's good with that, then we can take care of this on Saturday.
Okay, does that sound good to you guys? Second thing I think that we need to do is Facebook, except anywhere that we can post, two things. And this is me, and I'm gonna ask you guys your opinion. We need to post that we're looking for a physical officer, because at this point, we are able to move to the second point, since she has not been here and she's been absent, that we, the board, can then take action, appoint a new fiscal officer with the understanding that fiscal officer, if Keith Favor's office wishes to say, sorry, you're not in, she's still in because she's elected, I don't see that happening in my own opinion, but we need to start looking now because if Keith Favor's office says, okay, she's gone, we have 4 weeks to find someone, or they pick for us. I believe that we need to get that moving right away. Second, we need to, we already said that, get the person that would be able to sign for now for temporarily. Is there anything else I'm missing that we would need?
CPA.
And the CPA, thank you. We need to either post on Facebook immediately that we need to have someone, that we're looking at hiring a part-time CPA to come in. And let's see what tentacles out there that people may respond. With that being said, I would ask for a second on this motion.
I'll make a second.
And a roll call when you're ready.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yep.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes. Okay, gentlemen, is there anything going forward that we're looking at precedents that we need to do, because we covered the three biggest areas that we need to go? Okay. Okay. So with that being said, we're moving on. Mr. Leeser, do you have anything for us?
Just to piggyback off that, I would ask, since I'll get with Jim and let him know what I said here. If you can like schedule a time with Mr. Mazur, he's slammed with a lot of stuff. Have all your stuff in a row. Maybe have a meeting once, you know, say Tuesday afternoon.
Try to set up a time when you're going
to
meet.
Try to set up a time when you're going to meet. Just don't walk in knocking on the door expecting. I mean, he could be in the middle of something, and I know when I get interrupted in the middle of stuff, be reminded. Just be the word I'm looking for. Respectful of his time. And have a three or four things. I mean, I'm sure if you call him up or send him an email saying, hey, can I have this time from here to here, he'll figure some time out for you.
Mr. Mazur, do you have anything for us?
No, you'll get a lot on Saturday.
Okay. And I don't have anything for the board other than I mentioned the Boston Market area and what's going in there. Mr. Blevins, do you have anything?
I don't.
And to the public, I'm going to open the floor for any questions only in regards to what you've heard today's meeting. Does anyone have any questions in regards to that? Hearing none, I close the floor, and we are adjourned at 2:08.